In today's era of technological advancements, where social media is there, the internet is there, and people are more likely to go online to seek their Islamic queries, whatever confusions they have. But what happens in so many cases? People get more confused because there's so many conflicting informations out there. So what is our standard? What is our yardstick? To whom do we go? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let me tell you, as the Arab mashaikh, the Arab ulama at that time of Makkah, of Medina, of Sham, of Yemen, of Lebanon, and the non-Arab ulama as well, they used Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi at the time as the yardstick. Sheikh Ahmad Ridha, they used to call him Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, because they regarded him as the reviver, the mujaddid of Islam. He didn't bring anything new, rather, he revived the pure and pristine teachings of Islam. When people came because of the waswasa of shaitan, the evil whispers of shaitan, with evil beliefs, with wrong beliefs, anti-Islamic beliefs, to introduce it into Islam, he stood up and said, no, but the Quran says this, then the hadith says this, and this is what the correct Islamic beliefs are. So believe me, if you stick with Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, then your confusions will be dispelled. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.